Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be a mixture of clouds and sun. It's going to be breezy. We'll have a high in the neighborhood of 50 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 45. It's 40 in Burlington, 49 Milwaukee, 50 at this hour in Racine. As Kenosha firefighters and paramedics were dealing with a rollover accident in the 1600 block of 18th Street just after 2 this morning, there was a full response call for a house fire at 5125 62nd Street. First arriving unit there confirmed a 911 caller's report of smoke and flames at the back of that one-story home, a small home in that area. Everybody got out safely before that, but later on, a med unit did take somebody into St. Catherine's Medical Center. There was also some initial concern that flames might reach oxygen tanks inside that house. How the fire began and the damage amount, that's to be determined yet by an investigator called to the scene. That fire Wednesday night at the UW-Whitewater campus or near it with an apartment complex, there were more than two dozen fire departments involved in that. People were scrambling out of that place. Dozens of folks, students and others, they got out safely. One of those, Sarah Downs, she and her daughter Jada said they were fearing for their lives at that point.
The whole hallway was engulfed in flames, then it spread to the other hallway, and then there was an explosion in the front of the building. Just knowing that it was spreading that fast, it was pretty scary.
Cause of the fire still under investigation. The school initially providing shelter to those who needed a place to stay. The Red Cross brought in to help after that. A woman was struck and killed on northbound I-94 near College Avenue in the Oak Creek area yesterday by the off-ramp. It was involving a semi-truck. The accident happened just before 8:30. Fire rescue personnel from Oak Creek attempted to save the woman's life, but she passed away. Northbound lanes had to be closed for about 90 minutes. Rescue personnel first on the scene and then the subsequent investigation. Kenosha County District Attorney's Office charging 43-year-old Christopher Bohatkowitz with 8 counts of capturing an intimate representation without consent for video recording women in the bathrooms of taverns where he worked as a DJ. Ironically, the criminal complaint says it all came to light when a man used the women's restroom because the guy's room was occupied. He spotted a pen on the floor, which turned out to be a camera. Police discovered video evidence of women in the bathroom and an image of a person who had apparently put the pen there. The bar owner identified Bohatkowitz according to that complaint. Last night, the Kenosha County Board approved the 2017 budget. After more than 2 hours of debate, most of it was on a proposal to cut the county's funding to the organization running the Kemper Center. There were more than a dozen people involving employees and volunteers at Kemper Center who pleaded for the funding not to be reduced. Supervisor William Grady questioned the reasoning behind the proposal to cut $100,000 off of the funding and asked what alternative was being proposed with that.
We will still have to manage this property. We'll still have to keep it up. What is your plan going forward when you cut $100,000? I have not heard one iota of plan over these past 10 years, but I've heard cut this, cut that.
The board defeated the amendment and another cut to cut $5,000 off the amount paid to Kemper Incorporated. Meanwhile, the budget, which includes nearly 3% increase in the total levy but a slight decrease in the mill rate, had apparently some of the supervisors still believing that the levy increase could be reduced down to zero. Now, Supervisor Greg Ritzlaff, while supporting the budget, felt that reducing the levy by $1.7 million, that was a real possibility.
I have no idea why they just didn't say, guys, we can do it at zero, label as a goodwill towards our taxpayers. At the end of the year, we're not going to notice this 1.7 because it's going to be lost or made up in lost revenues, over gain revenue, county tax that we underestimated, health insurance expenses that we are guessing at.
A motion to use the general fund reserves to reduce the levy increase to zero, that was ruled out of order. The reason? It violated a previously approved policy against doing just that. The amendment again to cut the $100,000 off the Kemper Center budget, that was defeated along with the other one for $5,000. And finally, the budget for Kenosha County for next year presented by the finance panel was approved on a 19-4 vote. Racine Water and Wastewater Utilities General Manager Keith Haas will not be leaving that position after he had been named one of three finalists for the dual position of Assistant City Administrator and Public Works Director in Davenport, Iowa. That city's current Assistant Public Works Director, Nicole Gleason, chosen this week for the job for which Haas and another candidate from Ohio had recently interviewed as finalists. When the Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole recommended a 2017 budget this week, it came after rather lengthy discussion about funding a new city development position, with a general fund or as proposed, or with intergovernmental dollars. Alderman Sandy Widener understands the need for the position, but she felt the IG fund was a better and available funding source.
We have another source of funding to pay for this position, and I think we should take advantage of it. And I don't concur with the city attorney. I do believe that funding that position for $93,470, whatever that number is absolutely within the intent of the contract that we negotiated for intergovernmental funds.
City Attorney Scott Lately said that in general, use of the IG account was project-based, though the door appeared open to the council allowing other requests.
The agreement talks about a lot of things, but the council put these ordinances in place around that time to talk about how the council was going to use the money, except for the few things that are required that have already been taken care of. 3 Mile Road and a couple other things that had to be taken care of with it. So, you know, I don't know that it can't be done. If I would say I would be more comfortable as your attorney saying I would prefer to see the ordinances read in some different way before you do it.
The council committee voted down the proposed budget amendment to switch the funding of the new development position to the IG fund. The 2017 City of Racine budget then is recommended, got to a final vote of the committee, and it goes on to the council for next Tuesday night. The executive director of Downtown Kenosha Incorporated, Christopher Nauman, resigned from that position suddenly Tuesday, the board of directors making it public late yesterday morning. Nauman resigned effective immediately to, quote, pursue other employment opportunities, unquote, that according to a DKI news release. The president of the board of directors, Kevin Irvin, put out a statement that says they were appreciative of the efforts that Nauman did as executive director, and they wished him well, and that until the search for a new director can be initiated, the board will manage the affairs of that nonprofit. City Council in Kenosha this week approved a zoning change that allows for future expansion of the National Guard Armory. Bain Nelson Incorporated's Larry Nelson telling the alderman that the Military Affairs Department in Madison made an acceptable offer for about 24 acres of land owned by the company near the current armory near 39th Avenue.
The land is being purchased by the state for use by the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs to expand their existing facility. This land, as most of you know, is part of the KAT marshaling yard for American Motors cars in the 50s and 60s.
National Guard spokesman Major Nathan Olson said this land will eventually be used for an addition to the armory, along with some other upgrades. It's Veterans Day, a number of ceremonies scheduled across the area. The annual Racine Veterans Day gathering, 10 o'clock this morning, Memorial Hall. Scheduled speakers include U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, Mayor John Dickert, Representative Tom Weatherston. Governor Walker to attend the annual Veterans Day ceremony, 11 o'clock, at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Home in Union Grove. In Kenosha, there's a noon ceremony sponsored by the Kenosha Area Vietnam Veterans at Library Park. The Veterans of Foreign Wars will have an 11 a.m. POW MIA ceremony, followed by a beef stew lunch at noon, and then a flag retirement ceremony at 1 o'clock. And at 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kenosha's lakefront, Navy Club Ship 40 ceremony at Navy Park. That's at 6th Avenue and 54th Street. WRJN newscast and our other podcast form throughout the day on our webpage. You go into the local news section at WRJN.com to find them. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.